Mom's Life.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all our listeners.
Yes.
Welcome to It's a Mom's Life. We hope you're having a super day wherever you are in the world. Last week, we chatted about who's the boss, right? Mm-hmm. Who's the boss? Gender equality. What are the roles and can they change, or is there a stigma that women are just meant to be in the kitchen?
Yeah, it was an awesome show last week. And today is very, very special. And what makes it special is because we'll be hearing from you, our listeners.
Yes.
We'll be hearing your thoughts on gender roles and equality. I'm very, very excited for today's show. Let's do this. Up to the fan.
Active FM. Active FM. Active FM.
Radio has never been better.
So today we're going to be hearing a little bit from Lindiwe. Let us listen to what Lindiwe has to say about this whole situation.
Hi, ladies and everybody listening. Very interesting topic. Very much interesting, honestly. My thoughts about this is that there's nobody belongs in a kitchen. No one does. Anybody who can cook should cook. It shouldn't really be a woman thing, since lately as women in this area, we work as well, just like men do. So we both come back from work, whether it be working from the office or home, but regardless, we're working. So we both are tired from work. So I would say we should help each other, and whoever feels like today I can cook, you honestly can sit and maybe take care of the kids or do something else, and then let that person do that or help each other. That one does that and the other one does that, or you wash the dishes and I cook. But I just believe as a teamwork, we honestly need to help each other, because I mean, we as women, there's a lot that gets loaded onto us, and that then is used to prove how worthy of a wife you are, which is just unnecessary pressure, I'd like to believe, you know. So I believe that we need to be together on this, on everything. As much as we have kids together, we both are there with to have these kids, and everything else should be a team thing. If it's cooking, at least please help me with the dishes, or you know, or bath the kids. I can cook and bath the kids. Like, we must help each other. It's team. I believe in teamwork all time. It works, and communication is best. You know, sometimes some men don't know that that should be happening. So we mustn't assume as women that they'll automatically know that they're supposed to be helping. So instead of being mad at him without him knowing what the problem is, sit him down and tell him it's really, really a lot what I'm doing in the house. If you don't mind, please do help me with 1, 2, 3, and let's see how that works. But I think we should honestly help each other. Nobody belongs in a kitchen. If at all, there's somebody who's supposed to be belonging in the kitchen, it should be all of us, because we all eat. We all eat. So we all belong in the kitchen then. That's it. Thank you so much.
So I love what this caller, how this caller explains having teamwork, right?
Yeah.
It's important. Sometimes things don't work out during the day. Sometimes I know that I'm a mom and I'm not able to cook supper and I'm not able to do dishes, etc., because I have a board meeting the next day and I'm not well, or you know, whatever. And my husband then would step in. A perfect example is when we both got COVID a couple of weeks back. We literally took turns in the beginning. I was a man down and he would take care of the kids and then and food and all of the stuff. And then when I was well enough or had an okay day, I took over. And I also, you know, I helped him on his bad day when he couldn't do certain things he normally does. Same with anything else we do in life or in our family.
Yeah, no, I agree. Thanks, Lindy, for that. Teamwork makes the dream work. Mm. No one belongs anywhere. I like when she said that. If anything, we all belong to God. You don't belong in a kitchen or in a box anywhere. And yeah. As a woman, as she said, you know, we under pressure with everything else around the world pressing in on us and our identity. And it's at home, it should be less because, you know, you should be able to speak to your partner.
Yeah.
And I also remember a time where I used to be mad at my husband and I didn't know why. So communicate. Communication is very important and key. Yes. Because you expect him to help you, but if you're not going to, you know, sit down and speak about it, a man is not going to know. Ladies, yeah. He's not a mind reader.
Yeah.
So you need to say, okay, babes, we need to sit down. I need help with A, B, C, and D. And when I did that, we sort of all shared the responsibility in the house. Instead of being mad and washing dishes like you're breaking everything in the house because you're so angry yeah. that he's not helping, but you're not telling him. So I love that. Teamwork, yes.
So here's what Buipelo says.
I feel like it really is up to the couple, married or in a relationship or whatever the case may be. If the woman feels like she is happy to live up to those stereotypes of being in the kitchen and picking up kids from school, then that's fine. If she's happy doing that, good for her. If the man is happy being the breadwinner and going out to work every day, that's good as well, and vice versa. If the woman is fine to be the breadwinner and then the man is okay to be at home and become domesticated and fetch the kids at school and wash dishes and make dinner, that is also okay. It really is up to the couple and what works for them, because as soon as we allow social ideologies to come into play in our relationship and we find that that does not serve us in our relationship and it can crumble our relationship, then, you know, who are we really living for? Who, what are we really doing? Like, are we living to, you know, live up to those social norms, or like, what's the deal? So I think really in essence, it is about the couple and what works for them, whether we are in modern times or not. I just feel like people should do what makes them happy.
So I want to avoid the term stereotype, but I think she's right. If a wife wants to be a stay-at-home mom doing the house chores and cleaning and picking up the kids and homework, etc., I'd say go for it. As long as someone is bringing in the cash, obviously. But if the couple decides that the husband will be the one to stay at home, or even maybe the husband is unable to work, then yes, I don't think a man should be looked down upon. But I think absolutely. The problem comes in when both work. Then strategic planning sort of needs to happen, you know, around who does what.
Yeah.
Like with myself and Ryan, I drop the kids in the morning, he picks them up. And if either of us have a problem, we swap or we do double duty, whatever. Either way, the kids better get picked up. You can't fight about that, you know what I'm saying? But neither of us have the attitude of, well, you can do it because I won't. Mm. That kind of attitude with any couple, marriage, that attitude won't work. You need to work together.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, when I look at my grandmother, she's in her 70s, I think late 70s or 80s, somewhere there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when I look at her and in the time that they grew up in, for them, that's all they knew, that a woman should, you know, raise the kids, look after the home, cook for the husband. So they used to living like that.
Yeah.
So when we went home, so Patrick and I went home, I can't remember which year now, but she was like faffing. Like, your husband needs this. Your husband, Nintendo. Your husband, Nintendo. I'm like, ah! Yeah. It used to drive me mad. I used to be so annoyed because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, because if my husband wants something, he's going to tell me.
Yeah.
If he wants a cup of tea, he's going to tell me. If he's hungry, he's going to tell me. But my grandmother doesn't want it to get to that point of he has to ask you.
Sure.
So you sort of like need to. So I was like, oh, when am I going back to Joburg? we need to wash his feet. You need to do this. And I understand because that's how they grew up. And as much as it annoyed me when I was there, but it actually taught me a lesson.
Mm.
That, you know, you don't have to, like for them, like when Bupilo was saying now, that that's how they grew up, so it's okay.
Yeah.
If the woman is happy doing that, she's not bitter and she's not grumpy and sad about the fact that she has to cook and clean and all of that, then that's okay.
Yeah.
And when I look at my grandmother, they are one of those generation, I think they're okay.
Yeah.
With doing all of that, and now they expect us to do the same. Talk about, you know, being passed down, which was not passed down properly, clearly. Because we in a different time now where men and women are both working, like she said. So you need to sit down. It's not one size fit all. What works for you? Because context is different for every couple. So sit down and say, this is what will work for us. You know, if you work and whatever. So you sit down and you speak it through.
I just love that, because she almost, that is her job.
Do you know
she
what
doesn't
I'm saying?
Work in a corporate environment or behind a desk. That's her job, and she takes her job seriously. And not to say that's your job now, ladies. But I think it's also like the way you look at things.
Yeah, no,
you
it's
might
true.
Look at your job as I have to do this. She looks at her job as an honoring her family, her husband. That's her honor. That's her so definitely a beautiful attitude there, I must say. But yes, things are a little different. You know, we can't always all cope with everything all the time. Especially when we are working moms or part-time working or whatever, and different situations, but definitely awesome. We're going to go into a song now from Planet Shakers Remix, Come Right Now.
Boy CJ, you're listening to Active FM. You know what it is, time to turn the world upside down.
Okay, this is what I think when it comes to gender equality, or I mean, yeah, gender roles in a home, or yeah, if you're staying with your partner. Okay. I think this thing of women should be the only ones in the kitchen, and women should do the laundry, and women should clean, and you know, I think it's overrated. And I think that now, or what we do now, is we help each other. And you know, the more we help each other, and the more we do things together, it builds up now a new bond each time, you know, instead of having him outside, maybe in the garden or something, and then I'm in the house with all the house chores, and it helps bring us more closer together, and it helps us to get to know or to learn more about each other. Because now if he is busy doing his own thing outside, he's now focused alone on other things, whereby I'm also focused alone on other things, and in a way we don't get to, you know, have fun doing these things together. So we do things together, and it's amazing, it's great. Yeah, it is great.
I like what you said. The more we help each other or do things with each other, it builds up a bond between us.
That was lovely.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love that. I used to complain because I just wanted Ryan in the kitchen with me and helping me cook or doing something with me. Not that it's a must. But when he does sit with me, I love it. Also, you know, I love working together in our office. We, you know, we have a little office there, and we work together at home, or even on Saturdays when we're cleaning the house. Although we are running around, it's like there's one mission. There's one mission. We're both, there's one goal, there's one operation clean house, and our hearts are in it. And I think that's important. Yeah. When both of your hearts are in something and you're doing it together, there's a mission that's fulfilled. That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, it is. Definitely creates a special bond. And for me, not because my love language is acts of service. No, it's not because of that. But I absolutely love it when we do things together. Like if I'm washing the dishes and then he's rinsing them, or if I'm chopping the onions, he's doing the veggies or whatever, that for me is like the perfect day. Yeah. You know, Patrick can tell you. You can even tell everything about me is in a happy place. And if we can do this every day, all day, I'm happy. When we're done with that, we can move on. So I love doing, you know, everything together. So Ntombi, thank you for that. And I love that it creates that special bond, because you are able now to talk and bond over things that maybe you wouldn't have if you didn't do that stuff together. So that was beautiful.
Okay, our next one is from Mosi Booty.
My point of view is this. The society is evolving, and things are no longer like back in the days of our mothers and fathers, where a wife is focused on raising children or making household chores. And on the other hand, a husband must go and work for the family. Nowadays, we live in a modern days where you find women in a corporate world. But with that being said, I still believe that a husband must play his role, 80% of being a provider of the family. And I will help him with the 20%, or maybe 30%, depending where I can cover him. And then as a wife as well, I must also do my duties, my 80% duties as a wife, making sure that the children are fine, in the kitchen, doing the laundry for the husband, making food. But if he's not doing anything as a partner, I believe that he must help me the 20%. Yeah, I believe that he must help me with the 20%. If he's not doing anything, or if he's not at work, he can cover some of my duties with helping with the children, maybe doing some dishes. Yeah, I think so. I think we need to help each other, but he must do the 80% of his role and I must do the 80% of my role. That's my thought.
So as I said earlier, that if a man wants to take care of his kids and do the house duties, etc., it's okay. But you know, thinking about it, I'm not so sure that many men want to do that as a full-time job. Watching their wife come home with the money, you know. I think men are wired to be the challengers, to be the breadwinners, the providers kind of thing. You know, that gives them, that almost gives them some worth and purpose. And there's a sense of honor and duty. And again, not saying the roles can't be the other way around, but generally, ladies, the men do want to be your provider for you. So the men do want to be your provider. So sometimes, not sometimes, allow them to do that.
Yeah, no, with this one, it's a bit tricky for me because when you look at the Bible, right, God was provider for both men and women in the garden, right? So he was the one who provided everything for both of them to live on. And sin came and all of that was messed up. And here we are today. Mm-hmm. And I believe, for me, I strongly believe that whether, you know, the man is working or the woman is working, God is the ultimate provider in the home. So if we start putting that responsibility on the one person, it becomes an issue because this is where you find women who say, you know, I earn more than my husband or my husband. So we start doing that type of, what's the English word? Yes, that blame game, or I'm better now. Man feels less because maybe he's earning a little bit less than the woman or vice versa. And for me, that's ungodly. Mm. Because when you go back to Proverbs 31, woman, who's the provider there?
Yeah.
So for me, in my house, God is the provider, full stop.
Yeah.
And that's how we should, I don't know, see it. That's how I see it.
Cool. So before we move on to Glenda, we're going to listen to Active Worship Destination.
my genius, I'm on a team. Working in purpose, I'm jumping in. Your Holy Spirit is guiding me. Purpose is driven to infinity. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one.
What's up, guys? It's Eo in the house, Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Okay, good day, ladies. On your topic for today, my thoughts and views are that roles are like positions. They are constantly changing. With the times, depending where you are, where you come from, and how you were raised. So it changes constantly. But the most important thing is the purpose. A man needs to know his purpose, a woman needs to know his purpose. And with that, they're able to serve each other in their homes. Whether the one person's position is going out and bringing in the bacon, or staying at home and watching the kids. But the purpose is constant and the roles are constantly changing.
I love what Linda said there. She said serve each other. We must be serving each other. So whatever your role is, whether they are on point or reversed, serve each other. Whatever you're doing, whatever role you play, you choose to play, make sure that it's the heart of serving.
Yeah, roles change and purpose doesn't change. I absolutely love that. And Denise also used an example earlier that when she was down or when they were both sick, you know, the one stepped up, you know, to help the other one. And when the other one was down, I mean, that's how a role will always change. And it's the same with me. You know, when I go and give birth, I leave the other kids with Patrick and he does everything.
Just to fulfill that
Do you know
role.
What I'm saying? Because that role needs to be at that particular given time, he's needed for that.
Yeah.
But the purpose of a man and the purpose of the woman will never change. I absolutely love that. So roles can switch and change as life, you know, as we adjust to the changes of life and whatever, sicknesses and all these things that come with it. But the purpose is never, never changing.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to what Laken has to say.
Hi, beautiful people. Just my take on the whole gender roles in the household. In my household, there isn't any. I do what I need to do, he does what he needs to do, and that's how we get things done. I believe if a person is appreciated and shown that they are, they're always willing to do more than you expect from them. Some days I'm slacking and he picks up and vice versa, and that's how we run our household, and it's been running smoothly.
Appreciate each other.
Yeah.
Whatever you do or are doing, appreciate what each other is doing. That is beautiful. I loved what she said.
Yeah, no, totally. Don't be an accountant, woman, because I know I used to be a very good accountant. I did A, B, C, and D, and you must, and you not. Now I'm not really serving with all my heart, but I'm complaining because, you know, there's no appreciation for my husband at that time. So it's serve one another without complaining. So that's beautiful.
My name is Barbara Shabangu, married to Isaac Shabangu in our homestead. We are both like full-time employed. So we don't really have his or his responsibilities. We pretty much chip in equal amounts when it comes to financial contribution, and we in our home do not have his or her chores. When one of us is off or both of us are at home, we pretty much work together to do the house chores. That is the cleaning, the cooking, the washing, the kids. We just help each other. We don't have the men or woman responsibilities. We just work together. I can clean the car. He can cook while I'm cleaning the cars. I can do the gardening. He can clean the house while I'm doing the gardening. We both work together pretty much to get the house going.
So that's good. You know, chip in. Instead of complaining that something hasn't been done, just do it. Especially if you see that your husband is busy or he's stressed or something, you know, there could be an issue. Don't complain. Pick your battles and just help one another out.
The last one is actually a text message from Gailey, and she is in her 60s, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But she actually sent me firstly a picture or a video of her grandson who's 2 years old, and he was helping, you know, with the baking and the cooking in the house. Oh, wow. And he's a little boy. He was so cute. But I love, you know, there's two things that she said in her text, because it's pretty long, but I'm just going to like summarize the two important things that she said. She says she doesn't mind doing everything herself. And I love that attitude, because sometimes I mind. I'm not going to do everything by myself. And having that type of attitude, I don't mind, you know, doing everything by myself. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to be angry about it. I'm not going to be bitter about it. And the other thing that she said, it builds character.
Yeah.
And I love that, because when we teach our young ones or they watch us do certain things in the house, it builds character in them as well, but it builds character in us too.
Yeah.
Because the more we serve, the more we're willing to be Christ to our husband, to lay our lives down for them. It doesn't matter what it is. It's never too much, because my character is being built. Yes. So I love that.
Yes, and Ecclesiastes 4, we're going to end off now, but Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. And I like what teamworkdefinition.com says on this verse. It says, when individuals work together, they can double their strength and get much more done as a team. They also reap the value of having worked in unison, so in union with one another, together, thus creating harmony instead of disorder. You create harmony instead of disorder. Working as one people begins with efforts of each person as they work with another person. Teamwork, now this is not definition.com, but teamwork goes a long way. If you want harmony, work as a team, but also be mindful when one needs a little more help than the other, you know. And nothing is set in stone. If something needs to change, sit down and discuss it. Because when we work together, there is a reward. When myself and Ryan clean the house together, we get it done quickly. And then we have time with each other and with the kids. So we leave you with this: teamwork, harmony, communication, serve one another. All of those things are so, so important. But we hope this has helped you today. We want to hear back from you, even hear back from the guys, maybe. Hint, hint. But we're gonna end off today. Tando, would you like to say your last goodbyes here?
No, goodbye. Thank you so much to all the listeners that actually engaged with us.
Yes.
Thank you. Continue to listen to our show and share our show.
Yes.
Every single week. We love you.
Yes. And we're going to go out with The Heart Creative by Wild.
God is love unfailing. No fear, no darker night could separate me. Singing, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Just won't stop it, won't stop it, won't stop it. We are the wild ones. We are the wild ones.
Went into motion. This king I will boast, and with all of the heavenly hosts I'll praise him ever the more. Like never before, behold our glorious Lord God, crown where a thorn scarred, forgave and he forgot. My sin cast as far as the east from the west, where the power of the grave couldn't hold. Nah, with him nothing's impossible, and our hope's in the gospel. And this is the gospel, that his heart is for you, and the Father adores you. Proved in the veil that he tore through just to restore you. He put on our skin and then stepped into worn shoes. They were your shoes. And this is the good news, that he came for the world.
Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.